South Dakota's history brings to mind Native Americans and homesteading whites. But Jim Kent reports on one woman's determination to uncover the stories of the Dakota Territory's lesser-known residents.
Joyce Jefferson has spent 7 years educating South Dakotans about the history of African Americans in the state. Among the characters she portrays are Catherine Reynolds, the first woman to homestead in western South Dakota, and Lucretia March Banks, who owned a hotel and restaurant in the Black Hills. Jefferson enjoys introducing her characters around the state because it makes them more visible.
We was through Cheyenne.
When we look at the history of South Dakota, there are very few people who stand out who are African Americans. There's Oscar Micheaux. However, there are other African Americans who have lived in South Dakota who have contributed to the establishment of the state, who are not well known, so I tell their stories.
She's not a professional actress. She's a retired federal employee. But her passion for discovering and animating history comes across in her performances.
That they might hear the trumpet clear when sounding general call, or boots and saddles in a rush that each and every man might mount in haste right soon and fast to stop this devilish band.
South Dakotans who've seen Jefferson perform say they're surprised that African Americans have been in the state a long time. Marilyn Hofer grew up here, but she says in the history books she read, there was
very little, very little. I did know that they were in the South, that they were slaves, that there was a civil war and they were freed.
Phyllis Gilbert also went to school in South Dakota before moving to Minneapolis.
My American history classes, I learned a lot about the settling of the West, and I learned a lot about the Indian conflicts, but I knew nothing, virtually nothing, until about the Civil War itself, until I got to college. And only then, and hardly any knowledge about black settlers in the Midwest.
I don't think the school teachers should be blamed.
South Dakota University history professor Herbert Hoover.
The people who should be blamed are the people who write the history books who haven't tracked the information. We have a very multi-ethnic population in South Dakota, but the word simply hasn't reached people in middle and high school levels because the scholars like me, you see, haven't done their work in putting out the information.
Theatergoer Marilyn Hofer blames the mindset of the average South Dakotan.
We're very homogeneous, and we don't even know what we don't know.
Historical reenactor Joyce Jefferson has lived in South Dakota most of her life.
I see that there's a story that needs to be told, and I'm happy that I can be a part of telling that story.
Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last. We come from a land from across the sea.
Jefferson is helping to establish an historic African-American trail through South Dakota. And reversing the pioneer's route, she's also planning to take her characters on the road to the East Coast next year. For NPR News, I'm Jim Kent in Rapid City, South Dakota.